More students in Maine are graduating from high school than ever before, nearly 87% last year, and most of those enroll in college. But for many students, particularly those from small rural schools, staying in college can be a challenge. Robbie Feinberg traveled to Aroostook County, where a new program is looking into why some rural students may struggle in college and trying to find ways to keep them in school.
That has like one, two, three, four classrooms.
Senior Jordan Cowger walks along the perimeter of the East Grand School, nestled into the trees of Danforth, Maine. The school is located near the border of Aroostook and Washington counties, and it is tiny, fewer than 150 kids from preschool through 12th grade.
I started here as part of the Head Start program when I was three, and so now I'm 16, entering senior year. Like, it's just been all right here. One, two, three, that's it.
Cowger says it's also a very small community. Everyone knows everyone. Both of her parents and other relatives all have deep roots here.
People kind of expect you to stay here, but that's because we have such a multi-generational, you know, kind of culture, and that my great-grandmother grew up here and still lives here and has spent her whole life on the same road, you know?
And so as Cowger and her fellow seniors think about their plans after high school next year, some are apprehensive about leaving this familiar, tight-knit atmosphere. It's one of the reasons why more than 40% of Maine students entering public colleges don't finish. It's even more dramatic in some rural communities.
The crux of the matter is we really haven't moved the ball on that number of kids that move from high school to college. We really haven't been able to make a significant change in that over 10 years.
Chris Young is a coach with Gear Up Maine, a group that works with schools across rural Maine to help students get to college and stay there. Young was brought on about 2 years ago when the organization began a research project across six schools in Aroostook County. It was designed to find out why some of these students, who may have limited resources or be the first in their family to go to college, drop out, some before even getting to campus in the fall.
How can we get students there? And then once they're there, can we continue to provide supports that students need to navigate those first couple weeks on campus, that whole first semester?
To do it, Young serves as a kind of counselor for a few dozen students across a large swath of the northern part of the state. He starts in high school, then keeps working with them through their first year of college, when they can connect with other supports at the university level. After 2 years on the job, Young says he's seen that one of the biggest barriers to getting to college and sticking with it isn't the difficulty of the academics.
It's the financial aid. It's the paying the bill. It's the getting a work-study job. It's the getting the textbooks. It's all this auxiliary stuff outside of sitting in the classroom and listening to the teacher and passing the class.
The hope for the Gear Up program, which is funded by a federal grant, is that Young can be a college navigator that students already know and trust before they even get to campus. He visits colleges and high schools and texts students with problem-solving advice. But Gear Up sometimes offers direct financial help as well. Program director Mary Callen says something as simple as a car repair can prompt a student to drop out. So the organization offers students small amounts of money when needed to help them get through financial bumps in the road.
It may be $60 to set a tire, you know, and that's it. Well, that's a shame. They have a flat and they can't commute to their community college because they have a flat tire and don't have the $60 to replace a tire. So we are definitely positioning ourselves for that.
And beyond the financial challenges, some students from rural communities like Danforth have a hard time adjusting to the culture of a large public university.
I walked to class one day and I saw like 200 people like walking up and down, and I didn't know any of them. That's so different for me. But it was like a culture shock. Like, I wasn't ready for that kind of thing.
When Brady McEwen graduated from East Grand School 2 years ago and arrived at the University of Maine at Orono, he was just 17 years old and overwhelmed by the thousands of other students. He left for the University of Maine at Presque Isle, but then this summer he decided to return to Orono in the fall to pursue his studies. He wants to go to law school. McEwen says he feels more socially ready for college now, and that having a trusted coach to visit and guide him through the process has been a relief.
It was really nice, and he talked about how we were doing, like how we were adjusting to our roommate, how everything was going for us, and then it made everything a little bit more smooth, like the transition, and I was a lot more comfortable.
This is the final year of the Gear Up pilot project in Aroostook County, but the organization is set to launch a similar program statewide for about 500 students next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.